Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here to introduce my research project, as well as to be carefully listened by all of you who are interested. I believe almost everyone who immerses into the sea of comics will find that it is always an enjoyable and sometimes educational experience when reading them. There's always something catches our eyes and echoes in our mind. Especially in the field of children's comics, where useful and meaningful knowledge is innovated over generations, nourishing the news and with more imagination and creativity. As a well-known comic in the world, Maoist put a heavier touch on the traumatic memories and experiences with its simplified lines and figures. It hides the trivial details of the characters in order to emphasize the anonymity and universality of the population that is influenced by the war. And it also uses animals to symbolize and imply the characteristics of the characters, as well as the relationship between them. The harmless image on the surface does not deliver cruelty of the story, but this contrast amplifies the despair and pain in the heart of most people instead. Its special style always reminds me of children's comics, which also mostly contain simple lines and figures, whereas the difference is also very clear. Maoist is just pretending to be a simple and innocent children's comics, and it displays more than stories between mice and cats. So does children's comics express any thoughtful information as well? How does it communicate through the same simplicity? I believe that the children's comics will never be limited only for the children, but actually for all ages. In the children's comics, the text and the style of a comic can be simple and idiomatic to fit the minimum level of understanding in the population. But the narrative and the story itself may sometimes reveal some deeper meanings, which are more realistic and profound than may be only realized by the adults. Whereas the idea of the creators is woven in the page, the ideas, the understanding of different age groups are supposed to be different. The existence of a hidden and more complicated explanation of the story is not conflicting because it still holds educational significance for both adults and children. The interpretations are unlimited, and it is very fascinating to analyze the symbolic and figurative expressions in the comics, which can touch on different aspects of the span of life. These colorful and vivid images will be more than just imaginary fairy tales for children and adults. For Art Spiegelman, the creator of Maoist, the ability to offer multiple possibilities and the one chosen idea in the form of children's comics is very interesting and important. He and his wife, Francois Molly, started a collection of unique stories aimed to interest children in reading and the art of storytelling, which is called It Was a Dark and Silly Night. Being published in 2003, it is a very special collection of comics, especially for children, which resembles a lot of works from famous cartoonists such as Neil Gaiman, Graham Wilson, etc., with the same starting point and the same theme. It was a dark and silly night. It emphasized the significance of storytelling. With everybody starting at the same place, the possibility of different creative stories are still not limited with vast imagination. The narrative in every story belongs to a specific style, and it reveals the various perspectives and the emphasis of the cartoonics to the topic, the night, the darkness, or the silliness. For instance, the first story about Yeti is a mystery story that took place in a snowy night. The frequent use of dark blue and other dark colors indicates the illustration of night, the contrast between the bright color on the figures and the environment, as well as the unique font of the text, also helps building the atmosphere that is a bit of disturbing, weird, and whimsical. The narrative of the story is told by the girl, but it seems to not only be a story of the girl, but for every curious child who wanders in a dark, snowy night. Even though the topic is constrained to be somehow childish and funny as a dark and silly night, there are also some meaningful content that incites the adults. In the same comics, there is a repeated sentence which serves an essential role to the main idea. We don't always get what we prefer. It seems to be a simple but not a very clear statement for the children, but the adults can see more through it. It concludes that most of the reasons why people would like to give up or pay efforts. It is a perfect reflection of the reality that people cannot be ultimately and completely free to choose but compromise to reach a better outcome of what they have decided. Additionally, it also displays another profound idea. Why don't you find out for yourself? Which evokes the will of seeking in this wide world in both children and adults' heart. The stories in children's comics build a connection with everyday life, misery, happiness, or something that resonates readers' own experience so that the children's comics can make a closer way to inspire and educate them with its wild combination of image and text. The simplicity also improves the romance of an innocent magical world, which built by the cartoonist in his imagination, fulfilling the dreams of the child and not directly showing but implying the reality by providing symbolic elements and events to protect their positive attitudes toward their life, while also resonating the experiences of the adults. This archival material provides great contrast with Maoist and other comics with simplified styles but describes different stories. By analyzing them, the different effect of this specific style combined with different narrative and text can be revealed, and the significance of children's comics to express with the simplicity can also be defined and understood. Thanks for your attention.